Well, you could go to each person's house, or you could book yourself a meeting at your house. And when you call them all, you could have a meeting scheduled at your house, 8 o'clock meeting, and there's a CD, How to Have a Home Meeting. And now when you call them and you say, have you listened to the CDs? Yes. Did you listen to the Global Information Network invitation? Go to the website? Yes. Do you have any interest? Yeah, I'm pretty interested in it. Great. I have a meeting scheduled at my house this Thursday night. Why don't you bring your wife, come on over. And I have limited space. I can get you in. Two key phrases. I have limited space. I can get you in. I have limited space. I can get you in. Can I put you down for Thursday night? Great. We'll see you and your wife at 8 o'clock. And it's a business meeting, so you may want to, you know, dress for business or close to it. And we'll go over all the particulars about gin, and you can let me know if it's a fit for you. No pressure. This way you can invite more than one person and basically be sharing the program with multiple people at the same time. That's how you have a home meeting. That's how you get lots of people to come to the home and maximize your time. This is what people did who wanted to build the business incredibly fast, especially in the beginning. They basically booked and just said, I'm going to book a few home meetings, schedule into my appointment, and I'm going to get out various tools, call people, and then just invite them all to these meetings. Not 2 or 3 weeks down the road, they'd be calling people and inviting them to a meeting ideally within 3 to 5 days. You want to invite someone to a meeting, no, within 3 to 5 days, that's the ideal sweet spot. If I'm calling you on a Saturday, I can invite you to a Thursday night meeting. But if I'm calling you on a Saturday and invite you to a Tuesday night meeting, it's even better. It's a little sooner. So that's how you can get multiple people in. This procedure, by the way, may appear slow in the beginning. It is. Because that is the nature of this business. That is the reality of this business. If you build this business properly, your very first month will not appear to have great results. Your second and third months, for many people, may not appear to have great results. But you're going to get a little something tonight. I'm going to cover tomorrow how you can monitor whether you are, in fact, succeeding. See, many people do the right things correctly, but they never do it long enough because they don't think they're succeeding. They think they're failing because they don't see the results they expect, but they're getting the correct results. It's like that guy lifting weights. He goes on a super diet. He's lifting weights, and he keeps looking in the mirror at his bicep, and he sees no change after a month, and he gets discouraged. This isn't working. No, it is working. The diet you're on is perfect. The exercise you're doing is perfect. You're not going to see results in 30 days. Your bicep's not going to look any different in the mirror. You're not going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's going to take a little while. But keep on keeping on. Keep on doing the right things consistently. And you will see the results if you do it long enough. Same thing here. Many people get frustrated because you look at your group and you're going, you know, I've been in this thing 90 days. I only got 12 people. You're sitting on a gold mine. You're sitting on acres of diamonds. Don't be frustrated. Be excited. That's the correct result. Because remember, this is there is an exponential growth factor. Watch. You take a penny, double it, you get 2 pennies. Double it again, you get 4 pennies. Double it again, you get 8 pennies. Oh, this is going to take a long time. No, it's not. In 30 days, you have $1 million.